Look at the time. Look at the time.
Look at the time. It is Hutton O'Clock. It's noon on a Wednesday, so that means it is Hutton O'Clock. Caroline, Willie, D-Mays, we're live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios. Joining us now is Jonathan Hutton, Hot Mike with Hutton and Withrow. Hutton, D-Mays and I were just kind of breaking this down of all of the national conversation, commentary, articles about coaches that could be on the hot seat, seeing several different lists, several different conversations, yet none, at least that we have seen, have involved Mike Vrabel. Do you think that's fair and justified? And do you expect maybe some potential coaching changes, maybe not at the top necessarily, but underneath Mike Vrabel coming up over the next few weeks with the Tennessee Titans?
Yeah, I think there's going to be some turnover. I think that's evident just based on how bad this team has been for back-to-back seasons.
They're bad.
Absolutely. Do I think it's fair and justified that his name's not on a list of like 10 to 15 coaches? I mean, I'm exaggerating there, but it's lengthy. Not necessarily fair or justified, but do I expect him to be fired? No, I do not. If I'm putting together a list of hot seat coaches, I'm not listing him simply because I don't think he's going to be fired. Now, I didn't think J-Rob was going to be either when he was fired. But does it set up a hot seat list for 2024? Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the discussion, and I'm sorry, guys, I missed what you were saying just before I jumped on with you. But I heard a bit of earlier conversation. All of the conversation sets up for a off season of you have the most salary cap space, you have draft picks, put it together, and that will be the hot seat season. Because right now the narrative around what's gone on, the blame was pointed to John Robinson, fair or not, and then fair on the depth when you look especially at the offensive line, and now it ran Carthon and. The general manager and head coach are not aligned contractually. And the assumption, and I think it's totally fair, is that Vrabel's calling shots. So if he's doing that, the blame's going to go to him next. And that's also fair. That's fine. That's the National Football League. And that will be what this offseason's totally about. And what they've got to figure out now is who's a part of the solution, because there's not many solutions on that field, especially in the trenches.
And there's also not a whole lot of assets or resources to rebuild the pieces that aren't necessarily solutions that you have in place right now. Will Levis, it was reported that he's dealing with a high ankle sprain. I think it's fair to assume, although it hasn't been reported, that he won't be out there on Sunday. If not Levis, then who should be quarterbacking the Titans on Sunday, Hutton?
Well, from a professional standpoint, the situation is not a great one. Both quarterbacks are going to be available if Levis isn't. Let's put it this way. Tannehill and Willis. I'm having a long conversation with Ryan Tannehill because the way he's handled things has been in the professional manner. The way he handled things last year, playing through and then ultimately having the surgery, getting hurt again, all that professional. He's been very good for the organization. And they went with Levis for a reason. Tannehill handled it fine. He's been the backup. If I'm Ryan Tannehill, I'm thinking to myself, what do I have left to prove going into free agency? I'm landing with another team. I want to be a starter again. I'm also not wanting to finish out this season behind this crappy offensive line that's gotten me hurt the last 2 years and that's gotten two quarterbacks hurt this season. Offensive linemen who are not just like missing they're not just getting run over. D-Mace, to me, when you whiff on a block, it's that you're run blocking instead of pass protection. You're pass blocking instead of the called run. There are miscommunications for a team that should not have those miscommunications. And maybe that's due to a new center instead of Ben Jones. Maybe that's due to a rookie quarterback instead of Ryan Tannehill. Miscommunication ultimately starts at the top. And Taylor Lewan kind of laid that out there whenever he was on the Manning cast on Monday Night Football. I tend to lean towards it's Willis, and Tannehill's going to be available if needed.
Well, I mean, I don't think, moving forward, and if they asked Ryan Tannehill to play, I'm sure, he would play. But I wouldn't even put him in that position to even be out there considering what's in front of him. If you want to do him a favor, don't put him out there unless you have to. This is an opportunity, and let me know if you feel this way in regards to what the Titans are going to have to do in that offseason. This is an opportunity for them to, you know who their question mark, who their exclamation marks are, the guys that are going to be on this team, their question marks, guys that we need to see a little bit more from them, you know, before the offseason, and guys that you just know X, they will not be on your team. This is an opportunity for Rand Carthon and Mike Vrabel, or Mike Vrabel and Rand Carthon, whoever, however you want to put the hierarchy, gives them an opportunity to evaluate Malik Willis, I think. Don't put Ryan Tannehill back out there. You're not helping him not one bit. His career is what it is. He can't build on it. He can't detract from it. He's going to be a starting quarterback this offseason on somebody else's team. Why would you even jeopardize that?
Yeah, but a part of me too, like the just, and I agree with you. It's hard for me to evaluate Will Levis, Mace, behind this offensive
line. You're right.
I don't know what I'm going to evaluate with Malik Willis. I'm saying that publicly, but privately, I'm just trying to get to the offseason and get new players in here. That's ultimately what this is about now that they're mathematically eliminated from the postseason. And that's why they'll have – I think they will have the behind-the-scenes discussion with Ryan, just like they did whenever they made the change with Levis, just to say, hey, from the business perspective, it's different this year than it was last year. How do you want to proceed? And it's just a one-on-one conversation because it's Vrabel's decision. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, I mean, they're not going to go to Malik Willis. He's not going to have much say in this. They're going to Tannehill. And, yeah, get to the offseason and fix some things. You mentioned the exclamation points and the – you know, put a big X on it, and some guys you question marks. Some guys are just like a period. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not excited about it, but you got to have them. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm looking at some of the tight end. You've going through Chig and Treylon Burks, and those guys are going to be back unless they're malcontents in the offseason. They're going to be back, and you've got to just factor them in as pieces, and then you have to factor in the fact that you've got to have solutions up front of the offensive line to give your quarterback an opportunity to get to your exclamation points. I love the description there, because Tajay Spears would be that player. DeAndre Hopkins is that player. Skowronski's got to be that player, right? You've got to have those solutions. But the defensively, too, there are issues. And you got to have solutions more than just, oh, Big Jeff's going to come back healthy. So Harold Landry is going to finish the season strong and then have a strong offseason. There are things that they have to count on to just get to next year and be much better than they were. It's not a quick fix. It wasn't last offseason, but I'm sorry, but it's been embarrassing what we've seen on the field. And if not for the miracle in Miami, this would be a total failure. It's looked at in that final series, and rightfully so. The fourth quarter was awesome to come back. But it's not like they were running the football effectively in that game either. It's not like Will Levis was playing all that well until that fourth quarter either. The issues continue around this same theme, and that's what they've got to figure out, Mace, more than just figuring out who's here. How are we coaching them? How do we improve them? And why hasn't it clicked? Why has it been this bad over the last season and a half, two-plus seasons? Mm-hmm. That's what they've got to correct, and they've got to make sure – that they find the solutions in the draft, which they have not done. That's why they're in this place.
Now, we hadn't talked to you, Hutt, since the Tier Tart release. What do you make of that? Because we saw it. Pecco was out. Simmons was out. And Tier Tart, to me, was the best interior guy besides Simmons. You let him go, and you see what that defensive line is. They're not good. So what do you make of the release?
Tier Tart didn't want to be a part of this rotation, Mace, is the way I take it. I mean, they brought him back. Vrabel made a point going into last offseason, or just after. It may have been just after they decided to bring him back in his first press conference, where I know we're about to hear from Vrabel again here in a couple of minutes. Made a point to mention Tart as one of the players that has to be like, okay, he's valuable. He's a role player. He's a piece to the puzzle, but he has to realize that there's another level that he can get to. And I don't feel like that player ever existed. And Tier Tart's going to go on and be a rotational piece. He's not going to have the same mindset and mentality of Jeffrey Simmons, that still doesn't think he's playing his best football, that still doesn't think he's peaked. And it feels like, you know, even an injury, he should be out there playing. So not everyone's Big Jeff. Not everyone's the leader and the – not everyone's the grizzly bear that Jeffrey Simmons is. But Tyr Tart was brought back to play a specific role, and when they needed him, he wasn't available or he didn't feel like he wanted to do it. He said he asked for his release. That tells me he didn't want to do it. And he's playing for a coach, and he's playing for a defense that's leading this team into close games at best, and that's keeping the score for the opponent around 20. I view that as a defense I would want to play in the NFL. And for whatever reason, Tyr Tart would rather just be a rotational piece elsewhere. I don't get it. But he cycled through college quite a bit too. Junior college, community college, then he ended up at FIU, undrafted. He got plenty of chances here, and ultimately he made the most of his reps. And then when the reps came this year, he wasn't there. That's why he's not here.
Jonathan Hutton is with us. Hutton, last one from me. Whether Tannehill is the starter this weekend or not, I have a feeling we may hear from Vrabel today about what that decision is, maybe not. What do you think Ryan Tannehill's future is? Could it be with the Titans?
No, I don't think so, Caroline, because I think Will Levis is the future here. And
in a backup role.
No, I think Ryan Tannehill could start next year. Have you looked around the league? Look at these quarterbacks.
This is brutal quarterbacking in the league.
Look at these quarterbacks right now. Yeah, Tannehill's going to be a starter somewhere next year. And that's either with a similar situation where he has a Will Levis behind him somewhere else, a version of him somewhere else, or he's brought in because the solution that they've had just isn't good enough. I'm looking at Atlanta, for instance, not just because of Arthur Smith, just the situation. Desmond Ridder is being benched for a second time. Taylor Heineke's not an NFL starter. Ryan Tannehill is still an NFL starter. He's benched for injury and for the circumstance of the contract. I view Tannehill as a starter, and there's plenty of landing spots this offseason, unlike a situation where, you know, going into this year, the thought was there's going to be four or five quarterbacks in the first round. There still could be, but I don't know if there's immediate starters like that. Like, I'm seeing J.J. McCarthy in the top 10 in some of these mocks that are out in December. You know, Jaden Daniels and other players who are going to be high picks. Mm-hmm. But there's plenty of coaches there's so many coaches on the hot seat. Some of them are going to be brought back. They do not need to lose. You're not going to want to go with a young quarterback in that situation. You want to groom someone that you can start in a dire spot and then move forward with them as you prove that you're the coach. You want a veteran in there. Tannehill can provide that on his way out of the league as a retirement.
Hutton, appreciate you as always. We got a break early to get to Mike Vrabel's press conference, but appreciate you for stopping by.
Yep, I'll be listening. Thank you, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Sounds great. Merry Christmas to you and yours, Hutton.